All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes, in your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. I did something a bit out of character while we were in Houston and played a little bit of a cat and mouse game with a very sexy man, and it led to quite the experience. We are going to get to that later on, but first we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy is truly what we use to meet people. It's also what we use to see what's going on, not only where we live here in Las Vegas, but across the country. If you want to start meeting a ton of people in cool environments, Cassidy is the place to go. If you just Google swinger parties, you're not going to get much. That's because all of them put their stuff on sites like Cassidy, and a site like Cassidy makes it easier than ever before to see all of it in one convenient place. If you want to start meeting cool people today, you can do so free for an entire month. All you have to do is go to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. Again, that is frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner. Try it free for a month. We hope you start meeting some sexy people like we have for a lot of years now.
Yes, we still do.
So we have a ton of stuff going on in our lives. We are getting ready to head to Exotica in Chicago for the first time ever.
In 3 days from the time we're recording this right now.
Holy shit. I'm not ready, man. I'm scared.
We're never going to be 100% ready, but I'm fucking pumped. I cannot wait to get there. It's going to be really unique and fun and challenging. I'm excited for it.
We've had a ton of listeners reach out saying they're going to be there. And that's what I'm most excited about. I mean, being able to meet people and connect and, you know, like obviously we're going to be there to promote our brands and all that good kind of stuff. But like that takes a backseat to just meeting cool ass people.
No doubt about it. And it's really this is really what that's all about, right? Is getting in front of as many people as we can, people that we would not ordinarily be able to get in front of in a lot of cases.
Well, we've also never been that far north together.
No,
really.
Not lifestyle.
Yeah. So being able to meet a bunch of people in a region that we don't ever really go to.
No, and that may be another thing. It might open up another region for us. I mean, we've been looking to do things in that part of the country. It just hasn't come to fruition yet. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully we'll make that work as well. But I'm just fucking pumped to get there and get in front of folks.
I know you are. Every time we talk about it, you just get like a smile on your face. Yeah, and you light up and
look, it is no secret that I am not entirely enamored with the lifestyle industry. I am really excited to get back into the adult entertainment space, which is my comfort zone. I cannot fucking wait to get there for that reason and to be able to interact with people on a different level and for varying reasons.
Well, you're going to have to hold my hand through this a little bit because I'm a gigantic pussy and I'm scared.
You'll be fine. Well, I'll tell you what. This past weekend, talk about a little trepidation. So you had a great fucking time because you're a giant slut anyway, and you normally do at the event.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you pot kettle right now?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I have been talking for a while now about trying to kind of open myself up and do things I wouldn't ordinarily do, and it doesn't always work out great.
Let's be honest. Up until very recently, it's been a lot of just chatter. It's not been a lot of action.
I've wanted to make it happen. I just stopped myself short of making it happen.
Well, you made it happen.
This weekend, man. And, you know, here's what's funny. I have mixed feelings about it, though.
Why? You know?
Well, because I had a great fucking time with two amazing women at a lifestyle event that we hosted. So what I just said is a whole lot of nothing I've ever fucking done before, okay? I don't like to play at events. That's not my thing. I don't like to be the center of attention. I don't want to be on display. I'm rarely comfortable doing that in a lifestyle club environment.
Right.
And I played with two different women on the same night. Less than an hour apart.
Which you've literally never done since we've been in the lifestyle together.
You know why? Because I feel like, on some level, it was a little disrespectful. I have not talked to either woman about this, obviously. So I don't know their perspective. I am very curious to hear it. And I have an idea of what they're going to say because I know these two gals fairly well at this point. So I'm not the least bit concerned from their perspective necessarily. But I am bothered a little bit by the fact that I feel like it was a little disrespectful.
I don't necessarily agree. They, You had two women that were very eager to spend time with you. And in my opinion, you bent over backwards to make sure that you could do both.
Yeah.
You, I mean, and obviously you did everything to prep for in between. That's always my biggest thing is like, I want to make sure that the person that I'm with is clean and like yes. the hygiene is there because I'm a fucking germaphobe. That's way more important to me than like, oh, I don't want you to play with anyone else at the club. But I mean, you had mouthwash, we had ball wipes, we had Promescent before and after wipes, we had gum. I mean, there were washcloths. You did everything you possibly could in between to make sure that it was okay. So I mean, in my opinion, I think that you showed two women one hell of a night. They both came out fucking beaming after your experiences. So I don't see it as disrespectful.
Yeah, I know. It's just, again, one of those things that I have to get over in my own head. That's an internal thing because that's largely why I don't do that, obviously, because I don't want to seem like I don't ever want it to seem as though I'm any one person is more important than another or that I'm, you know, taking more time with anybody else than someone. I also don't want it to appear as though I'm rushing anyone or that I'm greedy or taking advantage of a situation. And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of how I felt about what I did. And I thought, man, I really have to make sure these women enjoy themselves. I want to make sure that afterwards they had a good time. And so I've obviously communicated with both of them and their significant others and it seems like everything went really well, but it's still a little bit in my head about, man, was that opportunistic? Did you take advantage of a situation?
I don't know. So.
But here's the other thing with these two particular gals.
Well, also, to be fair, you did not initiate with either of them. They both initiated with you prior even to the event evening a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But also from there, you know, one woman in particular, I haven't seen her in over a year. In terms of play.
Yeah.
So it was
Seen them since then. We have not played with her in a year.
Right.
Right.
And so it was a really like a unique opportunity because we don't see them that often.
Right.
Right. The other gal who was so fucking amazing, I just had the opportunity to see a couple of months ago. Actually, she reminded me. I said, how long has it been? It seems like it was just yesterday. She goes, oh, no, it's been a couple of months. It's crazy how fast time flies. But I did have a chance to see her a couple of months ago for the first time. We had an amazing time. And so, you know, you don't see each other a lot and you want to take the opportunities when you get them because, you know, you have a great time. But still, I kind of felt like, man, was that a situation where you took advantage of an opportunity that, I don't know, it was a weird
You are
feeling.
Way too in your head about it. You had two Maybe. Very pleased ladies that enjoyed their time with you and that is truly all that matters.
Yeah, and their partners, obviously, it's very important to me that they enjoy the idea of that experience as well. But yeah, that's kind of the only thing that's been looming in the back of my mind.
I think you might need to take a chill pill and just ride the wave, man.
Listen, I had a fucking blast. I am not sorry about any of it from the actual play itself perspective, for sure.
So the night actually started with a very hot experience, too. We got there a little bit early,
so
obviously.
Amazing, yeah.
And our friends also got there early because they gifted us with something amazing that we're not going to talk about now because it's not
ready. No, when he's ready we'll talk
about it. But a very cool gift was provided to us, and they came in with us. And I already asked their permission to talk about this, by the way.
Oh, good.
And so anyway, she hands you something before we even get into the club,
well,
right?
First of all, you have to remember, I already knew about this. Okay.
I had no fucking idea. You didn't tell me.
I don't even know. I thought maybe I did. I don't know.
No.
So I knew that there was a surprise coming for her significant other. He did not know. Unfortunately, I wasn't a fucking blabbermouth and didn't blow it when I was talking to him and fuck up the whole thing. But because he and I spoke on the phone at length and I thought, man, I'm going to make sure I didn't say anything. But we get there. And of course, you know, she's very clandestine with the whole thing. She looks amazing, by the way, that beautiful kind of ivory.
It was an ivory bustier dress.
Yeah.
It was the classiest, sexiest thing I've ever seen. And this woman is already smoking fucking hot.
Yeah,
that
really.
Dress on her, holy fuck.
Yeah, fit her in every place and in all the right places just right. And so what she did was she handed me two remotes. So one
So what I saw was you and she are walking kind of right behind me. I turn around and she stuffed something in your hand.
Yeah, she gave
me
the two remotes.
What the fuck is that?
So one of them was for a plug. And then it was a remote control. And then the other one was for a vibrator. Waterproof. Everything waterproof, right? Because there's a phenomenal shower at Colette Houston where we just hosted this event. And what's bizarre is we were there once before. I don't even remember seeing the shower.
Oh, that's the only part of the club that I remembered seeing because it was so fucking cool.
It's amazing.
Gigantic.
It's
so big. You could fit like 100 people in
there.
It's
so
huge.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
It has like seven heads. It has like
multi-leveled. Yeah,
I mean, it's
crazy.
Crazy.
So her plan, of course, was to put on a shower show for her significant other.
Yeah.
And for the rest of us who were fortunate enough to get to watch it. So she handed me the two remotes. He has no idea. She goes to the back and she changes, and I went back there with her to help her get like the shower going and get it set up. And when she was just ready, I went out, of course, and sat with you guys. And I was like, okay, in a couple of minutes, looking at him like, we have to go in the back. There's something you need to see. He has no clue.
So I'm like, do I get to come? And he's like, I don't know what's going on, like, but
yeah,
you should
everybody
come.
Everybody can come. Let's go. So I said, it's you know, private showing. Let's all go. So we get
not really private.
Not private, but you know, semi-private. So we get back there. And this is early in the evening, so there's not a lot of people there yet. And the people that are there, they haven't migrated to the play area yet, which is where the shower area is. So we get back there, man, and she is in this amazing two-piece red lacy thing.
Yeah.
She's sitting on one of the ledges in the shower. And again, this has got multiple like levels. You could sit in it and lay on it, and clearly
all the shower heads are going. So it's like, here's the vibe.
It
looks like a rainforest, and then she's like sitting right behind all of the spouts.
Yeah.
So it's like rain is looks like it's coming down and kind of like splashing her.
Yeah.
And she looked so fucking sexy in what she was wearing. And then go on.
So we get in there, and so I have no one knows other than you that I have these two remotes.
I didn't even know at that point.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I have two remote controls, one in each pocket. I don't even know which one is working which toy at this point. You have no clue. She didn't know either. So she's in there, and you could see the waterproof vibrator. It's like a suction cup vibrator. You couldn't see the plug, obviously, at that time. So I've got them both going. And once I got them to a setting where it was obvious it was really working, I kind of played from there. So I got to manipulate these things, I don't know, for 20 minutes while she was in the shower. And just, we were all watching her enjoy the shit out of it.
There were like six of us back there at one point. Just, I couldn't take my eyes off her. I told her later,
hot.
It looked like fucking moving art.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
she is just like contriving, her body's like writhing. And oh my God, it was so fucking sexy.
Yeah. And then eventually, of course, I hand her partner the remotes and let him kind of do his thing. But it was so fucking intense. So sexy. So that on top of my opportunity to play with these two fucking smoking hot women, I think I had the best night. I won Friday night for sure.
You were the winner of the event.
Yeah, I don't know who else did whatever. I don't care.
You were king of the castle for the night.
Yeah, I won the night. No doubt about it. I had a fucking blast.
Well, I was super turned on by the whole thing too. In fact, the story that we're going to talk about later happened after you played with both of the ladies that you played with. It was right before we left.
Yeah.
And I think I was not feeling super sexy that night for a lot of different reasons. And so I didn't think I was going to play. I thought I was just going to ride your wave of pleasure and, you know, kind of feed off of your energy that night. But I was so turned on by the shower scene and then you playing with two other women that it was like, holy fuck. Like, I just couldn't contain myself. I became like a fucking wild animal.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the whole weekend was really kind of unique because we're staying in a house at an Airbnb with one of our friends and her friends that we got to meet for the first time. It was her birthday. You know, and I'm hanging around the pool in the hot tub with naked women. You and all these gals are basically topless or naked all weekend. Then we go to the event. I have two amazing play sessions with smoking hot fucking gals. I get to run the remote controls for our friend in the shower. It was just overload. It was a lot going on. You know, it was a lot. But listen, I was impressed with what I was able to do just myself, because I really did for the first time feel like, okay, I definitely stepped out of my comfort zone in an environment that I would ordinarily never be comfortable doing.
Yeah.
You know, and
I was super proud of you.
It was a little, you know, it was a little daunting. I'm not going to lie. It was a little daunting. You know,
I don't feel that bad for you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying anybody. Do not feel bad for me if you're listening to this. For no reason should you feel bad for me. I had the hottest fucking time with these two gals, man. It's like, you know, very similar women in many, you know, respects, and very different and different experiences. And it was just so fucking intense. You know, I was all over the place in my head, obviously. But it was so fucking hot. I mean, from start to finish. So, yeah, do not feel bad for me.
I don't feel bad for me either, because it was fucking hot for me to be able to experience.
My neuroses is my own to deal with. So do not feel sorry for me.
Yeah, but I feel like the more that you do these kinds of things, the better off it's going to be for you. I think it's almost like you're out of practice. Because you've just gotten in these very, like, I don't want to call it a rut, but you're so habitual that it's like, if something is outside of what you deem to be ridiculously comfortable and controllable, you get that way. You get very in your head. And I do too. I'm not, it's not a critique against you. It's just the reality.
Here's the thing. And we were talking a little bit about this with our friends when we were at the Airbnb. A lot of the reason that I behave in this space the way I do is because I was very different in my life prior, obviously, to you and I getting together and meeting and then getting into the space together. I had no care for anyone's feelings or I didn't give a shit. Yeah. I was throwing it around because that's what I did. I did that for decades. So not doing that or doing that for so long, I realized obviously after you and I became, you know, intimate and got into the space and started, you know, started forming a relationship, like, you know, that really wasn't good. It wasn't a good way to live for so many years, obviously. And so, you know, people go through their...
Well, you came out of the fog. You came out of the fog of being around sex constantly, I think.
Constantly. And it was it was just so easy. It was so available. Mm-hmm. It became irrelevant. And so I didn't, you know, now it's like I'm really way far the other
side. You got to find your happy medium, man.
Yeah, it's
you got
to.
Balance
tough.
Is the spice of life. That's not correct.
No. I don't know. Well, you have to have...
Variety is the spice of life.
Yes, but there also has to be balance in that.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Because, you know, I'm very glad that I have opportunities like the one I had this weekend, obviously, the amazing opportunities I had, but also being able to be on both ends of the spectrum, I can see where the mistakes were made before and how not to fall into those issues now, and to really kind of define where the line is and where I need to be and not to cross it, and you know, really considering other people is the big thing. I never gave a shit.
You'll
before,
figure it out, man. Figure it out. Hey, I got to meet a new guy this past week. Right before we went to Houston.
You did.
I want to talk about that a little bit because it was very interesting. First of all, the guy's fucking hot, super cool,
very nice,
very
guy.
Cerebral. And of course, that turns me on. He seems
very nice.
Like a very intelligent, but also a very kind of like introspective person.
Yeah, very thoughtful also.
And that, you know, that gives me obviously a lot of hope for a potential play dynamic. My kind of issue, and you made a really good point, because again, I haven't really been meeting new people either. Yusuf,
no.
Who you guys have heard about on the show multiple times, is the first new guy in a while, and he and I met like in December, so
yeah,
it's been a while since I've gone down this road. You and I met this new guy at a bar, at a sports bar, and like I said, great, everything went super super well, but I just didn't feel like the energy was 100% matching up. You know, we've talked many times about I need some level of like that fucking take charge, I'm gonna walk into a room and own it kind of energy. That is what turns me on. And that wasn't what I got in this meeting necessarily.
No.
But you made the really good point that it very well could have been because you were there. And when you and I are especially meeting new people, you tend to be the more kind of dominant energy in the room because, first of all, I think obviously guys want to be respectful of you and not fuck you off.
Right.
But the other part is like you just have a very strong personality.
Yeah, there's really no, I mean, I don't know that you'll really know whether or not your personalities match until you guys kind of spend a little time by yourselves.
Yeah.
Because I could easily have overwhelmed that whole situation.
Yeah, and he's a younger guy. He is not experienced in the lifestyle. He's had one experience and was with his best friend and his best friend's wife.
Right.
So, I mean, this guy is brand new to all of this. So I'm willing to give it a shot. I think hopefully there'll be good experiences to come of it that I can, you know, talk about here. But yeah, it was just a really interesting reminder of what it's like to kind of get back out there and, you know, continue to try to find new guys and cultivate what makes sense for me. And it's not fucking easy. This guy made it easier than most guys, but I'm just not 100% sold yet.
Well, the good news is, like you just said, you just pointed out, he's new. The only interaction in the space that he's had has been with people he knows. This is the first time that he has shown up to meet a couple with the intention of potentially playing with the female portion of that couple and having to meet me at the same time.
Yeah.
He's never done that before. He was easily nervous. You know, you have to give him credit for that. He showed up and he was very polite, very friendly, very conversant. I had a great time talking to him. I thought he was really very nice guy.
And interesting.
Very interesting.
He's got a lot
of interesting things going on. Yeah,
yeah,
very cool. And so I give him a lot of credit for that. He could be very different when it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah, that's the hope. So I'm going to meet him alone at some point. I'm not sure it's going to happen before Chicago, but hopefully soon we'll be able to make that happen.
So. Hopefully. We have a lot going on. That's the other thing. We haven't had a chance to really meet people because we've been so fucking busy. We got to do better at time management.
Well, I also think we need to potentially look at, you know, how often we're spending time with certain people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I love my play partners right now. I absolutely do. And I'm really enjoying what I'm creating with Yusuf in this BDSM dynamic. So I don't necessarily want to take or subtract from that right now, but I do really want to look at the variety of it and meeting new people and putting myself out there and challenging myself again. And all of those elements that have been so exciting in the past that I've kind of gotten away from.
Well, yeah. And again, for me, like I said, just having the opportunity to engage with these two amazing women that, like I did at our last event just a couple of days ago, it kind of opened my mind up a little bit to, okay, you can do this. You know, there's a recipe here. You can figure this out. You can juggle this. You just got to, you know, make the time to do it kind of thing. And that's really what it comes down to. I get real complacent and don't want to have to challenge myself. You know, I haven't had to challenge myself.
Well, I've been challenged a lot lately with some very shitty messages. So worst of the week. I don't know. Mine's pretty bad this week. So we'll see what you have to say. But I want to read mine first.
You want to go first? All right. Yeah. You sent it to me. I didn't read it. So I'm gonna pull it up here. We'll see just how fucked off this thing is. There you go.
Okay.
Tell me what you got.
So here's mine this week. Hey, girl, I got one thick-ass cobra in my pants, and it wants to shoot its giant load onto that face of yours.
Wow.
I'm home alone for the next 3 hours. Want the addy?
Wow. Very presumptuous. Very direct. wow.
There's so much going on there.
That's a lot.
Okay, so first of all, you're home alone for the next 3 hours. Clearly, that means you're not a single person, right?
No,
and
no,
he reached out to me on a site where you have a profile. So he had no pictures of himself. He had like two cock pictures and one very dark silhouette picture, and that was it. And no bio. So clearly, this is like a cheating dude, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's number one.
Yeah.
But thick cobra shooting all over my face? Like, come on, dude.
I like the interpretation of the spinning cobra. I get it. shout out to National Geographic. Well done.
You but, like that?
I mean, I find it funny because it's so ridiculous. All right.
What do you got? Give me your best shot.
Feed me your cock. It's the.
That's the title. I love it.
That's the subject.
I mean, I like being fed cock.
Imagine you have a raging hard on, worshipped with a warm, wet sucking with two K's, mouth, which I just love the spelling, and throat. When your girlfriend or wife won't, let my mouth and my throat be your cock sleeve until you spurt your hot cum down my throat. He's a poet. I had no idea. I don't even think he knows he's a poet.
Oh my gosh, he rhymed.
Yes, that's...
No, that's a great message.
Okay.
Just
we'll let everybody else decide. This is the norm. It's so fucking crazy to me. Oh,
when your wife or girlfriend won't, when is that? It's very presumptuous. It is very...
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, it's so unnecessary and so ridiculous. Also, I will point out that according to this person's profile, he is 22 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
So, you know... I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the kids these days. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, I think especially in the world of like gay and bi men.
Although to be fair, I've gotten that from guys who claim to be in their 50s too. So
okay, well then I take it back. I was going to say in the world of gay and bi men, I do feel like because it's become so much more acceptable with like that younger generation that it is a little bit more like, oh, just throw it out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Not saying it's right. I'm just saying that I've seen a trend with that even with like the younger guys that are straight that are reaching out to me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's a level of comfort doing this digitally for these guys.
Or just maybe it's a lack of maturity too. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but also, again, the guy that sent you that message with his spitting cobra, how often is that working? Because I'm guessing that that's not the first time he's written out that message.
Well, and the other thing is, it's so interesting. This worst of the week has been so enlightening to me in so many different ways because, obviously, the messages that we're talking about, for the most part, are coming from the same gender, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting them from men, you're getting them from men.
Presumably,
and
yes.
And the ways that they interact with us are so different, but you also see patterns in both. So it's like, it doesn't matter if it's a straight guy, bi guy.
No.
You know, it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, you just see these patterns that form over time, and you really do have to wonder, like, what is going through their mind? What is the psyche behind these things? And maybe I'm the only one that thinks of this type of thing because I'm just so fascinated by people and the way they try to interact with people in a sexual nature.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
I know we laugh about it and it is like supposed to be for comic relief. The whole reason we decided to do this is because like, let's do something with, you know, a little bit of levity on the show and something that's a little bit silly.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of fascinating.
Well, yeah, because like you said, it's regardless of your sexual proclivity or, you know, your identity. These are coming from presumably men. The ones that I'm getting these from are from sites where men meet other men. That's what they are. There's three different sites that I go back and forth between because they're all very different, which is really interesting. Well, some of them are really so there's one particular site where I get the worst of the worst, where most of these come from. And then there's a couple other ones that are not quite as bad. They're not awesome, but they're not as bad. But there's no rhyme or reason for why it would be that way. Although I will say that like the site that this one came from, the majority of the guys that reach out to me with shitty messages like that, they are younger. They skew younger, like under 30 for the most part.
Right.
And then the other two sites typically are older guys for the most part. And predominantly, by all accounts, they are gay men. A lot of these, I think, are coming from the closeted guys.
Of course.
Right?
I mean,
like, you're mentioning your girlfriend or your wife. It's like, you probably have a girlfriend or a wife. You're in the closet. No picture. Again, no imagery at all.
Well, but, I mean, similar to the message that I got this week, and I think of a lot of the really shitty messages that I get, I fully believe are from partnered men trying to cheat.
For sure.
They have no idea how to go about cheating because they're fucking idiots.
Well, but imagine, so again, right, you go back, you think about how desperate people are for various reasons, right? It could be for any number of reasons, but there's a desperation in a lot of these messages. The guy that reaches out to you, he's home alone for the next 3 hours. I have to assume that this is a guy who is on some level partnered. He's living with a wife or girlfriend, something, someone. And he's so willing to throw it out there and risk potentially getting caught. That he's saying,
come over. You're missing my point. I don't think he expects anyone to actually come over.
Right.
It's the fantasy of it.
Well, that's
it's
just
the idea of like, this is never in a million years going to work, but it'll still get my dick hard, so I'm going to say it anyway.
Right. But also to put it out there that way, because if that's the case, he didn't have to say anything about I'm home alone for 3 hours.
No, exactly.
He could have said, I have 3 hours
of available
time. Well,
I'm sure there's always the hope there, but I don't think there's the expectation that he's actually going to pull it off.
Right, but in his mind, he's thinking to himself, if I were ever to do this, I would be willing to risk it all to make this happen. It's like there's like something underlying there, you know? It's fucking weird.
That's a whole different topic for a whole different day.
It's just weird. But the bottom line is, I don't get these messages from ladies.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, even the couples that I get it from, I'm convinced it's always the husband. Oh, so.
9 times out of 10.
Dudes do fucking better. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, I would say it's probably the guys.
Yeah. So I want to give a single guy tip of the week that kind of spurred from our Houston event. And we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I wanted to give a little bit of a roadmap for the long game and the lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. So I think, obviously when you go to a hot wife event as a single man, you're expecting that you're going to be potentially physical with someone.
Yeah, you like
or at least there's
so.
The hope there.
Yeah.
And if you are an attractive, respectful person, that can very well happen.
Yeah.
But there are going to be situations where it doesn't. And if you are able to be strategic with more of a long game, I think that that's where you can find significantly more success.
For sure.
So here's an example. I'm not even sure if you spoke with him, but
sure.
I met him at the Houston event. He was kind of I think he's right around your age, but very attractive guy and very well put together. And he was the guy that had the cool hat on.
Yeah, the fedora, yeah.
So he is going to an event that we are going to later in the year.
Yeah.
And we were discussing that, and he was being a little bit flirtatious. But again, when we were talking, I was very much focused on you for the night. I was focused on you playing with these other two women and kind of, helping to facilitate all that. And I was going to hang out with their hubbies while you were playing
kind
of stuff.
You hadn't determined that you were going to play, so you wasn't even on your radar.
It really wasn't. I flirted with him. I told him he was handsome. We talked about his fashion for a minute. Like, it was a really fun, interesting conversation, and I was not attracted to him. Under different circumstances, in a different mindset, I absolutely would have had sex with this guy.
Right.
But it just didn't work out that evening. And again, I ended up playing with another guy, because you'll see later when we talk about it. And this guy came up to me afterwards and was like, so are you interested in a round two? And I was like, I honestly am not. I'm exhausted. I need to go home and go to bed. But we are going to be at the same place at the same time later this year. If you would like to exchange contact information, I would love to, potentially chat a little bit leading up to that and see if it makes sense for us the next time we see each other. And he's like, I would absolutely love that. He didn't get pissy about it.
Yeah.
He didn't, give me an attitude about it. Nothing like that. And in his mind, I believe, and again, this is an experienced man, a little bit older, more mature than I would say your average single guy in the space.
Yeah.
And he gets it. He understands that it's not always going to be a right here and right now thing. But if you are looking at it more in terms of like what could be down the road and making those connections for a later date, that is equally as awesome as fucking right in the moment. Maybe not equally, but it's still a win.
Well, it's super fucking important that he recognized the idea, first of all, that there was no reason for him to be pissy about it. There was an opportunity potentially down the road. Don't kick yourself in the fucking balls right now and fuck up an opportunity later. You just never know. It's not always about the here and now.
Exactly.
There's another event. There's always another weekend. There's always potentially another opportunity. And why fuck that up right here, right now, especially with the person who is hosting this this particular event. He doesn't know. I mean, listen, he may not get invited back if he plays his cards incorrectly, if he's rude or whatever. At least, and also, you know, I remember seeing the gentleman. I know he was probably about my age. Not a young guy. He was smart enough not to make those rookie mistakes, obviously. He was smart enough to identify that there was some interest on your part. You didn't shine him on. You told him straight up, hey, we're going to the same event. Let's exchange contact info, and you know, maybe we can put this thing together, you know, that kind of thing. That's important. I think the idea that he identified that and ran with it is important.
But he also said something that is like a bonus tip, what he said, because I said that, like, hey, I'm going to give you my contact information if you want to chat down the road and hopefully meet up, you know, at a future event.
Yeah.
And he goes, if this is your way of blowing me off, I would prefer you just blow me off.
Right.
And I was like, no, I truly am not. And he's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure. And I thought that was pretty pro.
Yeah, let me give
too.
You an out. Yeah, listen, hey, don't feel obligated. I understand if I'm not your cup of tea, that's cool. I'm looking forward to getting the opportunity to see you guys next month, 2 months from now, whatever, at the next event. I hope you enjoyed your evening. And, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, no reason to be shitty about it. That does not benefit you in this space, guys. If you're a guy who's, first of all, if you don't have thick skin as a single or solo playing dude, particularly in this space, particularly a single guy, if you don't have thick skin, this is not the fucking place for you, because you're going to be turned down. You're going to have to eat shit once in a while.
Yep.
You're just going to have to. Now, I'm not saying that you should accept people being rude and disrespectful. It's going to happen.
But, yeah, I don't think he ate shit just because I turned him down.
No, but he's going to. At some point, someone's going to be shitty to him. And even in the face of that, the best thing for you to do is go, hey, sorry. Sorry, it didn't work out. Better, you know, maybe down the road. Have a great night. And just walk away.
That's because, way nicer than I'd be.
Well,
but yeah,
the problem
I get
is
it. I
with
get
single
it.
Guys, you don't ever know who that couple's going to talk to.
Yeah, it's true.
You never know. That's the fucking bitch of being a single guy in this space.
Yeah, it's not fair, but it's reality.
No, that's just it. Reality is shit isn't fair.
Yeah, and again, it's not always space. About the instant gratification. You have to understand the value of a long game. So
absolutely.
That's my tip. Think of it that yes. way. Any event that you go to, of course, there are going to be hopes, but don't make them expectations and allow that to taint what could be a connection in the future.
Well, that's just it, right? You're banking this. This is
and
going
I said
in,
taint.
You did say taint. This is going in your savings account. You're just banking this for down the road.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. And at minimum, right? If he was really, I'm not sure he was thinking this far ahead. He may have been. If he was really thinking 10 steps ahead in his mind, hey, I had a really nice conversation with this gal. She was really nice to me. We were somewhat flirty, but really quite pleasant. She knows I dress well. I hold myself together. I can hold a conversation, and I can take rejection if that's what we want to call this. Well, so when we're at the next event at the same place at the same time, maybe I'm not her cup of tea, but she might introduce me to some folks.
Yep, exactly.
That's what you want to do, right? Build that lifestyle resume, especially as a single dude.
Well, the guy that I ended up playing with built quite the resume with me. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure.
We played a game of cat and mouse all night long, which was very exciting to me, and I'm going to explain how that ended with quite the evening. We're going to get to all of that very shortly, but first we want to say a thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by your friends at Shameless Care. They are making it easier than ever before for us lifestylers to get all of our medical needs taken care of. And one big one, especially for penis-having people, is erectile dysfunction. Very common, very easy to treat, but it can be embarrassing, right?
Yeah, listen, there's nothing more important, I think, in my opinion, that guys should have in their lifestyle swinger bag, if we want to call it that. Lifestyle insurance. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, which is ED medication.
For sure.
It can be very nerve-wracking to walk into a new situation with new people. And, you know, you want to perform. You want to be at your peak. And you want to make sure that you are being as impressive as possible. And Shameless Care has you covered. Because right now, all you have to do is go to shamelesscare.com, fill out a quick intake form. And if accepted, they're going to ship ED medication in discreet packaging directly to your door. No doctor's visits. No pharmacy visits.
Nope.
You just have it available at your doorstep, ready to take when you need it.
Yep, no invasive, you know, doctor's visits. You don't have to be embarrassed. Nothing to be embarrassed about anyway, but, you know, it can absolutely be a little bit daunting, but it's something you want to have in your lifestyle bag because, you know, listen, if you're in any way, shape, or form, like, on display, it can get to you.
And right now, Shameless Care is making it more affordable than ever before because if you go to shamelesscare.com and use our code FPS at checkout, you're going to get $30 off your first month of ED medication. Again, that's shamelesscare.com. Use code FPS to get your swingers insurance today. This episode of FPS is brought to you by Shivers. So we had a personal experience with this product this weekend. Our friend can attest to this. It was magical. Wow. So basically, she took Shivers before a play session of sorts.
Yes.
And I actually got to kind of touch her and rub her after her experience as well. She was still kind of buzzing from it.
Yeah.
And she was mind blown at what you can do. So Shivers is a gummy. They have a male version of and a female version. You pop it about 30 to 45 minutes before play, yeah, and it just makes everything so much more sensitive and takes everything that you do to the next level.
The first time you and I used it, especially because I was not fully prepared for what I was going to experience, it was like the first orgasm I'd ever had. It was so fucking intense. Everyone that takes it, everyone that uses it, loves it. It's sensation overload. It's you're hypersensitive. Everything just feels amazing.
Yes. This is truly something that you can take to heighten everything that you're doing, not only in the lifestyle, but just with your own partner or even solo. Yeah. I used it once for a little solo session. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
We use it all the time.
So, and we recommend it constantly.
It's just so much fun. Everything you do is intensified.
So if you want to get Shivers at a discount, all you have to do is go to shivers.store, not shivers.com, shivers.store, and use code FPS for 10% off of your Shivers order. If you're a couple, a male and a female couple, get both of them. Both of you take it. And trust me, you're going to love it. You're welcome in advance.
Yes.
Again, that's shivers.store. Use code FPS for 10% off of your Shivers order. One of our absolute favorite places to host is in Denver, Colorado. We host the Real Hot Wives of Denver there a few times a year, and we officially have a new date for the Denver market.
Yes, we do. You do not want to miss this. We have a lot of people who missed out on the last one. We apologize. However, you got to get
Well, we sold out, so we don't apologize that much. But
you got to get your tickets in advance. I know. You hear it all the time. Oh, we're going to sell out. We're going to sell out. Listen, our Denver events sell out. You do not have time to waste. You must get on it right now. You don't want to hesitate. And they are amazing events. Crazy, sexy, fun people in the Denver area.
July 27th, we will be back at our Highlands Ranch location for the Real Hot Wives of Denver. This is an event specifically meant for couples that are into single men and single men that are into couples. But we welcome all sex positive people to join us for a night of just, it's amazing. I can't even describe the Denver market to you guys. It is sexy. It is fun. It is silly. It is awesome. If you guys want to join us at this amazing venue, you need to head to members.frontporchswingers.com right now. Sign up, join us. You will not be disappointed. So like we talked about earlier, I was not expecting to play. I was very much like, you know, I'm going to let Brian do his thing. I'm going to wing.
He did his thing. Don't kid yourself.
Well, my whole plan was to wingman you. I wanted not only for you to be comfortable and the women to be comfortable, but also their hubbies.
Yeah.
They're both partnered ladies. And I wanted them to feel like, you know, I was supporting them. And I don't know. Because I guess it was a big deal for you that night.
It was.
I wanted to make sure you were like the showcase.
Well, it was a big deal for me for a number of reasons. First of all, I stepped way outside my comfort zone, right? I just truly did. I played in a place that I was not familiar with entirely. I've never played there before, certainly. I was with women that I've had experiences with in the past who I consider friends, and they are amazing people. Their partners are awesome guys. I mean, I just love them. And the last thing I wanted to do was disappoint anybody or anyone, not have a good time or not have a good experience. So I was very much in my head about it. So you weren't really like, play wasn't on your radar.
No, in fact, going to the club, I was like, you know what? I'm just not even going to entertain that tonight.
Right.
But curveball, yeah. We get to the club, people start to kind of filter in, a lot of our friends, which was fun. But this one guy walks through the door.
I knew it. The minute I saw him.
It's so funny because he walked through the door. You and I made eye contact. Like, it was almost like you were telepathically saying, like, you're going to fuck this guy tonight.
The minute I saw this guy, I was like, oh, shit. This is, you know, there's no question this is happening. She's not bullshitting me.
Oh, my God.
Like,
he was so hot.
You know, this cat and mouse game, like you put it, you were playing with this guy all night. I knew this wasn't going to last. So not only am I already playing in my mind how I have to structure my timeline, right? Because like we talked about, I was part of the sexiest fucking shower scene I've ever experienced in my life with one of our friends, with a couple. And then, of course, I had these two amazing women that I was going to play with. I also knew that at some point you were going to break away and play with this guy. There was not a doubt in my mind.
I didn't think I was going to.
The minute I saw this guy, I was like, there's no fucking way she's not fucking this guy. Like, this isn't happening.
So he walks through the door and I'm like, oh shit. Okay, so maybe I might play tonight. That still is not on the table. But anyway, he walks in. I give him like 10 minutes to kind of like find the lay of the land, if you will. And then I walk up to him and I introduce myself. And the second that we locked eyes, I was like, okay, there is something here.
Yeah.
Not only is he super fucking hot, but he's very intelligent, very charming, very experienced in the lifestyle. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
The minute I spoke to him, I was like, oh, this is going down. I got to figure this out because I got to structure my fucking timeline because I know you're going to wind up fucking this guy.
So the entire night, again, I'm kind of like revolving my night around you. I went and kind of listened to you with one of the ladies. I was trying to hang out with our friends as much as possible. But every time he and I would like cross paths, it was very clear what was going on there.
Yeah, but you had this kind of this interesting thing going on with him because while you are... You kind of require a certain level of aggressive energy, right? You want someone to pursue you.
Yes.
He also made it very clear to you. He likes to know that someone is very much interested in him.
And pursuing him.
And pursuing him.
Yep.
Which I totally get. I'm the same way. I am not going to, I don't go to a party that I'm not invited to. So if I don't get the written invitation, I'm not showing up.
Well, what he told me. Yeah. What he told me is if you know of any aggressive women.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't. And I'm certainly not an aggressive woman. I like an aggressive man. And he's like, well, I guess we're not compatible then. And I was
super coy, by the way.
Okay. I guess we're not compatible. So then I walk by him at one point. He's like, have you gotten more aggressive as the night's gone on? I'm like, no, have you? He's like, nope. I'm like, well, I guess we're missing out then.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very much this like tease that happened all night long. And I do think that added to the excitement of the whole thing for me.
For sure.
Like, I do like a man that can just walk up and be like, hey, you're hot. We should fuck.
Well, and, but... again, and for me, unfortunately at the time, I'm so hyper-focused on the idea that I got to organize my time. I'm going to play with these two amazing women. At least that was the plan initially, right? Plans change, right? But throughout the course of the evening and, through digital communication, that was the plan. So while normally I would be hyper-focused on what you were potentially going to do, I had to almost put that in the back of my mind because I'm like, okay, I've got these two amazing women I got to focus on. And that's my priority at the moment. And I wasn't 100% sure, of course, that you were going to do anything, but I was fairly certain if you were, this is the guy that was going to make that happen. And I thought, I'm trying to like put all of this together, but it really wasn't my focus, which is unusual because normally that is my
focus. Well, we're also at a hot wife event and I'm the hot wife and you're not. But I was still happy to have you have your fun. But anyway, so he comes up to me. It's probably like midnight at this point. You had played with both of the ladies.
Yeah.
He comes up and he's like, I think I'm going to head out. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, I just haven't had any women that have really been interested to the point that I want them to. And I, maybe this is not my scene or whatever. And I was like, well, I can make it your scene if you want.
Yeah.
And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, so you're the aggressive one tonight then? I said, I guess so. He was like, okay, well then let's go play. So I come up to you and all I said to you was, I'm heading off for a bit.
Yeah, I'm going away. Yeah.
Did you know what I was doing?
I knew exactly what you were doing.
And with who? With whom?
For sure. I knew exactly who you were with.
I love it. So he and I went and found a private room. We shut the door. We locked it. And the energy between us was palpable because, again, this was hours of us walking past each other, smiling, being flirty. Every time I walk by him, I kind of like rub his arm a little bit. Not like creepy, but just like a little physical touch. And
this is like from 8 o'clock at night to midnight that this whole thing was going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Yeah. Hours of flirting. So we finally get in the room and he's like, oh my God, I didn't know this was going to happen. I was like, me either. We start making out. Oh my God. It was amazing. His mouth on me, his hands all over me. So I had this really nice dress on that you love. It's like
love
a gold
dress.
And black little wrap dress thing. But I also knew that I had a teddy underneath that was very sexy. And I think this goes back to my confidence level because it was off the fucking charts that night. I don't know if it was like if it was him, if it was the environment, if it was I'm feeling better about myself than I have in a long time. But either way, we're making out and I'm already untying my dress.
Yeah.
Very not the usual for me. So I untie it, I take it off. off. I'm just standing there in my teddy. And the other thing I loved is I could tell that I was this man's type. Like, I could tell that he truly wanted to, like, touch my body and feel me. So when I took the dress off, we're still making out, he spins me around and pushes me down on the bed. And okay. just starts rubbing all over my ass, all over my thighs, like almost like worshiping my body.
Were you in the same room that I was in?
No.
Okay.
Different room.
Okay.
And I loved that because that boosted my confidence even more. I feel like a lot of what happened in this session, again, I don't do this very often. This is a stranger to me. I do not know him. I know his name and I know a few very small details about him,
right.
most of which are lifestyle related. And yet I'm still just feeling so confident and sexy and good in my skin and all of that. So anyway, I'm bent over the bed. He's rubbing up my legs onto my ass, kind of onto my back. And he spins me back around and starts making out with me again. And then I'm like, I really want your cock. And he's like, okay. So I get up on the bed. I get onto my stomach. The bed was kind of high up.
The beds are high. That's why I asked, because both of the gals I was with that evening, they're small women in stature, obviously, especially one of them. She's shorter than you are.
Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, and she actually commented on the fact that she had to climb on top of the bed to get on. It's so high. It's got to be 4 feet off the floor.
She needs steps like Jade has to her bed, yeah.
Yes, it's crazy.
So I get up on the bed, but because of his height and my height and the bed's height, I can lay on my stomach and suck his cock.
Yeah.
So he takes all of his clothes off, and this is the first time I'm seeing any of him, obviously. He's been completely clothed up to this point. I have no idea that he has a big cock, but I knew that he did from his energy, from the way he carried himself.
Right.
Very sexy. So anyway, right. I'm laying on the bed. I start sucking his cock, giant. And that's the first time I really look at his body. It is fucking ripped.
Yeah, he was a great looking dude.
Beautiful, well put together. So I'm sucking his cock, laying on my stomach. I'm like gripping onto his nice man booty and like pushing him further into my mouth. And I think he got the idea from that I wanted a little bit more of an aggressive play.
Right.
So then he starts face fucking me on the bed. Again, complete stranger. Never met this man before in my entire life. He is now face fucking me.
So does the idea that this, I mean, obviously he was a stranger. We knew very little, if anything, about him. Did that have anything to do, the fact that you played with him, did that have anything to do with how outside of my comfort zone I got?
No.
Now, to be fair, the two women that I had the amazing opportunity to play with, I have a history with. They're friends. So that's not that far outside of the norm for me. However, right. playing in a club and in that space and, you know, multiple times a night, that's a different thing for me. But that didn't have anything to do with the fact that you stepped outside of your comfort zone.
No, in fact, I think you cock-blocked me up to that point because I was so focused on what you were doing because you were having so much fun.
Well, because you didn't go into this event with any expectation at all of playing in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
It just kind of organically took place.
No, your sessions did not feed my session.
Okay.
They
Well, not even so much the session. I was curious as to whether or not the idea that because I stepped so far outside of my comfort zone that maybe that's why you did.
No, I just wanted to fuck this
You're
guy.
Just a
he was
slut.
So
I got
fucking
it.
Hot.
I'm just trying to quantify this.
He
whole
was just
thing.
Really fucking hot and charming throughout
okay.
the entire night.
Listen,
so
great looking
what
dude,
I will say
nice.
Though is I think because this was a different city in a different state and I don't know if I'll ever see this guy again, had something to do with my confidence level. Like the idea that he's face fucking me and I'm so into it with a complete stranger and I'm like pushing his booty more into me. There was this moment I gripped onto his like fucking, you know, muscular legs and I was like, and I pulled my mouth off at one point. And I was like, oh, you're naughty. And he's like, yes, you are. Yes, I am. And I was like, good. Fuck me harder in my face. And he's doing it even harder. All of those are things that I felt more comfortable doing because it was a complete stranger.
I think there's something to be said for the, you know, some level of anonymity and you know, the not knowing, right? It's a unique situation because, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, what do I have to lose?
Nothing. Zero. Right?
If he doesn't like me or if it's a bad session, we just never speak again.
Right. Exactly. So there is some comfort in that, I suppose, for a lot of people. I don't necessarily subscribe to it, not at this point in my life. But I do understand why that's so attractive to people.
It was sexy.
You know?
So anyway, he's fucking my face. At one point, I have tears coming down my face. I put my hair up in a ponytail before I went into the room with him because I knew it was going to – I figured it was going to be naughty.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's kind of like ripping my ponytail. I have, you know, drool running down my face and tears running down my face. And he's like, is it my turn to go down on you? And I said, no, you need to get a condom on and fuck me right now. So he does.
So you didn't even give him a chance to go down on
nope
him.
Didn't
Wow.
So I still had my teddy on. I pulled it down so my tits are hanging out. And instead of unbuckling it, I just kind of moved it to the side.
Yeah.
And let me say this. There's something very sexy about that, too.
I love that.
The times that I've had, for example, like skirts on with panties and I don't get my panties taken off and I just move them to the side. It's almost like we're both so into it in that moment that we don't have time to take the panties off, right?
Well, it's like this is irrelevant. Like the fact that you're wearing panties just simply doesn't matter. I'm going to do what needs to be done in order to access you.
As quickly as humanly possible because I want you that badly.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through any fucking, jump through any hoops here. I'm just moving that shit out of the way.
And that's exactly what he did. I pulled my tits out. He pulled them to the side. He puts a condom on. I get on my back on the bed. He gets on top of me. We're making out with each other. And then he slides this fucking cock into me. And I was tight that night, like really tight. And so it took a little bit of coaxing to get it in. But once he did, it was fucking magical. He starts pumping into me and I start running my fingers all the way down his back onto his ass as far as I can reach and then back up onto his back and onto his shoulders. And he starts getting these beautiful like goosebumps all over his body. So I'm like, how does that feel? And he's like, oh my God, it feels fucking amazing. I'm like, good. And he's just fucking me as hard as he can at one point. And I came, the first time I came with him, again, we're in a club environment.
Yeah.
This is the first time.
So you can hear all the noises.
Not up until this point.
No.
We were so connected. We were so into this whole thing. I was so turned on by the flirting and the teasing all night long. After the first orgasm was when I realized, like, oh, fuck, we're in a club.
So I was in the room all the way down the end of the
hall. We were at the first private room.
Okay, so you were right in the middle of the room.
Yeah, basically. So if you guys have never been to Colette Houston, there is a big area in the play spaces right next to the shower and the lockers where there's all these leather couches.
It's like a common area.
And people are sitting in there talking, chatting.
Yeah.
You know, there's some play going on there, but it's mostly like soft play, a little bit of cock sucking, that sort of thing. My room was right by that common area.
And it's a very busy area because when you enter, you either go into or out of the play space past that door. That's where you have to go. And there's restrooms down the other side. So yeah, there's a lot of traffic.
So I had this crazy orgasm with him and I kind of came down from it. And that was the first moment I thought, oh, wow, I can hear a lot of what's going on.
Yeah.
I can hear the music. I can hear people talking. There's clearly someone playing right next to us that was having a very fabulous night.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up too. The ceiling is kind of like, it's interesting because it doesn't, the walls don't go all the way to the ceiling.
No, they're about 2 feet away from the top, from the ceiling.
So you can kind of almost see shadows going on next to you of people outside the door.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of circumstances that would have thrown me off.
Me too.
Was very turned on by the whole thing.
Yeah, it could easily have thrown me off when I was playing with both of these women that I was with, incredible women. Fortunately, I was so hyper-focused on them. That could easily have taken my mind out of the moment. And it didn't, fortunately. When I got in the room initially, the first time I realized, okay, the walls don't go to the ceiling. There's a gap there, but it's not like you can see over the wall or anything like that. I mean, they're 10 feet tall, but you definitely do hear everything going on around you. I could hear the people in the room next to us. I could hear the people outside the door.
Right. And I think it's all about your perspective in that moment. You can either be like, oh shit, this is distracting.
Yeah, you can let it take over.
Or you can just let it fucking fuel things. And I think that's what it did for he and I. In fact, I said at one point, like, are you hearing all these moans and noises?
Yeah.
And he's like, yes. And I said, do you think anyone's listening to us? And he said, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking hot. And he's like, yes, it is. So he's still inside of me. We start making out, but he's not pumping into me at all. And he's like, I have to be honest with you, one of the reasons I was super excited to spend time with you is because you have the most amazing ass I've ever seen. And I was like, well, do you want to see it closer up? Again, not my norm.
No.
And he's like, yes, I do. So I pull out from him. I get on all fours. I arch my back so that my ass is up in the air. He enters me from behind, but very slowly. And at first he just like has his cock inside of me and he's just rubbing on my ass and he's kind of squeezing on it. And I'm like, you can spank it if you want.
Well, that's because of that dress. I love that dress.
And he's like, yes, I want to spank it. I'm like, do it. So he does it really light on one side. And I was like, you can do better than that. So he spanks me hard on the other side. And I was like, more. And he spanks me hard on the other side again. And oh my God, it was amazing. And then he starts pumping into me. And this is really hot because I think, again, this is a stranger, right?
Yeah.
And he's being cautious and respectful.
Sure.
But at one point, I like grabbed him on the legs, these big, beautiful, muscular legs, and pushed him further into me. And I'm like holding him there while I buck back and forth to fuck myself, basically.
Right, right.
And he's like, oh my God, this is so hot. I've never had a woman do this before. And then we kind of find a rhythm together where we're almost like dancing, like going back and forth with each other. You know, he's picking up the pace. I'm picking up the pace. We're matching each other. The whole thing is just so fucking sexy.
Well, when you finally find that rhythm, I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing quite as intense.
And then he kind of starts choking me from behind and spanking me on the other side at the same time. I have this crazy orgasm and he's like, oh my God, that clench. I love it so much. And then he flips me back over and I'm on my back. He gets back on top of me. He does not enter me. We're making out with each other and I'm stroking his cock while he is just like, you know, devouring my mouth.
Right.
And then he finally slides his cock back in and fucks me for a couple more minutes. And then I'm like, I really want you to come for me. And he's like, well, where do you want me to come? And I was like, I want you to come all over my tits. And he's like, okay.
Very unusual for you.
So he gets on his back. He takes the condom off and I start, I'm in between his legs. I start sucking his cock and he's like, will you play with my balls a little bit? And I said, sure I will. So I'm sucking his cock. I'm deep throating it. I have it literally at the back of my throat and I'm holding it there while I start playing with his balls, massaging them. And he is going fucking wild for that. He's moaning like crazy. His eyes are rolling into the back of his head. The whole thing was so fucking sexy. And he's like, you know, it'll really send me over the edge is if you bite on my nipples. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So I stroke his cock with one of my hands. I'm twisting one of his nipples with one hand and biting the other nipple. So I have both nipples and his cock being, you know, sensationalized at the same time. And he is just like, his back is arching up and he's talking dirty to me for the first time, again, stranger. So it's kind of sexy that he even like got to that point with me so quickly.
Well, but also you think about it, why not? You don't know each other.
Yeah, he has nothing to lose. Why not?
Who cares?
Yeah. Let it go, man.
Yeah, who cares?
So I'm like flicking my tongue on his nipple and I'm rubbing his cock. And then I take the kind of my hand, I take the tip of his cock in my hand and I start kind of just jerking it back and forth while I'm going back and forth between each of the nipples and just biting on them and licking them. And then I stop for a second. I start making out with him again and I start licking one of his nipples again. And he's like, I'm getting so close. So I put my chest down closer to his cock and I'm like, yes, come for me, while I'm tweaking his nipple. And he comes all over me, my neck, my tits, my stomach, kind of onto my lingerie, all up one of my arms. I mean, it was the craziest fucking load. And when he finished, he just collapsed onto the bed, which was so fucking hot to me because it's like, clearly he enjoyed that moment so much. He was just spent.
Yeah, listen, the truest for me, the truest sense of having a truly like complete experiential moment is that collapse.
Yeah.
Right? It's like,
you have nothing left to give.
You got nothing left. I experienced it twice.
Your that tank
evening,
is empty.
I can assure you.
Yeah.
There was nothing left. I was done for by the time the night was over. And that's, it's really, there's a comfort in that because for me, it's like, okay, no one phoned that in. That was legit.
Yeah, it was right? Real.
Yeah, that's a real experience.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like that at the end of a play session that really does quantify it for you.
Yeah, it was
right?
Very
there was
sexy.
No bullshit. Like, this is real.
So it's funny. I lay down on the bed next to him and I'm like, do you see how much of your cum is all over me? And he kind of like picks his head up and I can tell he's kind of dazed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh shit. And realizes that he has cum fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry for getting it on your lingerie. I'm like, I'm not. That was so fucking
That's
hot.
That's what the lingerie is for.
And then so we kind of lay just for a minute together. And then there's a box of wipes that are in the room.
Yeah.
Such a gentleman. He gets up, gets me multiple wipes, starts wiping his cum all off of me. And then he leans down to kiss me again, just as I'm like kind of cleaned up. And I was like, oh, you're such a gentleman. He's like, well, I'm from the South. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Which was also kind of cute. He had this like very mild Southern accent, which was very sexy to me. And then he starts getting dressed, but he's starting to pick up my items of clothing, like starting to pick up my dress for me. And he found my bra for me and laid my shoes out for me. Like, just a really fucking nice guy.
Yeah.
It was nice that, again, I think it's interesting how this was a, let's call it, random encounter.
Yeah,
I know his
sure
name. I now have his contact info.
Right.
But I didn't know him at all prior to this.
Yeah.
And for him to still be so, like, caring and thoughtful to take care of me in that moment really meant a lot to me.
Well, again, I mean, we talk about this fairly often, right? There's a difference between a lifestyle guy and just a single dude.
There's right.
There's just the difference. This is a guy who's looking for sure to have a good time and to provide, obviously, a good time and pleasure for the person he's with, but also to bolster that lifestyle resume. That's important because the next time he comes to an event or the next time he comes to town and or whatever the situation, someone is asking us or asking you, hey, is there anybody you might recommend? Is, you know, who's a solid guy in the room? I mean, that's who you point
to. That's the guy.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, and yeah, I told him that after. So again, we got cleaned up. I got all dressed. He waited for me to get completely dressed before he opened the door. And the other thing I said is like, I'd like to introduce you to my husband. And he was like, I would love that.
Right.
So I brought him over to you and was like, this is my partner, Brian. And he shook your hand and you guys met. And then we exchanged contact info. And I was like, I would really love for you to come to Vegas if you ever want to come out, because I think you would freaking, you know, hit it out of the park in that market.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. And Denver, I mean, anywhere. And he was a super nice guy. I mean, I had a, you know, 5-minute conversation with him, obviously, because I was still sitting with one of the gals and her partners that I played with. And super nice, very, very pleasant. Thanked me for allowing him the time, which is a huge deal for me. You know, I mean, obviously, I do the same, and it's important to me to have that reciprocated. And I knew the minute I saw this guy, that's where your attention was going. And I thought,
he's so hot.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, well, I almost was at one point throughout the course of the evening prior to that happening, I thought, I wonder if I need to give her a chance to play with this guy. So I was actually going to take a little bit more time between the two sessions that I had with these two incredible women. And I thought, this will also buy me some time, but also allow you to play. I couldn't tell that it was actually happening because you weren't really spending a tremendous amount of time talking to him. It was just kind of this flirtatious passing by kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I knew if you were fucking anybody,
this was
the guy.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I think the flirtation, the little like moments where we would smile at each other or make eyes at each other, that almost made it better versus if we had spent a lot of time like right next to each other all night having a bunch of conversation. I feel like this was one of those times where the chemistry was so undeniable that I didn't need that. I just wanted
no
to
doubt.
Like fuck this guy. You know what I mean? So,
and not really knowing him again, it was a, you know, we have details, right? You have information about somebody because they're on the membership profile, but on the portal, but not having a conversation or really knowing someone to begin with. This is really kind of,
I knew nothing about this guy.
No, just a passing by kind of thing and introducing yourself. And there, you know instantly when there's that energy, right? That connectivity when you meet
somebody. The attraction.
Somebody. Yeah, you
to just me, it
know.
Was like, it was obvious that he was attracted to me just as much as I was attracted to him.
Yeah, there's something about that, you know? No question about it.
And it doesn't happen that often, right? How often does that really happen? Where like you meet someone and immediately you're like, oh, you're interested. I'm interested.
Right.
We both want this to fucking happen.
Right.
For me, more often it's like I have to get to know someone. There has to be that, you know,
warming up period.
The cerebral connection there, which I also really like. But the fact that I could just see this man, tell that he wanted me, I wanted him, we made it fucking happen, and it ended up being a wonderful experience with a very nice guy.
Yeah, especially when you consider no reference. We didn't know anyone that knew him. No one that we knew him in the room, obviously. And it was just one of those situations where you just happened to be in the presence of someone who was equally attracted to you at that moment, and it just made sense.
And it resulted in hot fucking sex, man. Oh my God, it was so much fun. So if you guys want to hear more behind the scenes, we talked about our Houston trip in a lot more detail on our bonus episode this week. So if you guys want to check that out, you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. If you want to see me fucking hot dudes, that's available at onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. And if you would like to join us for an upcoming event, you can find all of the information at members.frontporchswingers.com. When we come back next week, we will be talking about a lot of things. We have so much still to cover, including Brian being a giant slut, which I'm very excited to hear about.
Yeah, you know very little about any of that.
So make sure you tune into future episodes. Am I missing anything?
No, we have a bunch of shit coming up. We have play sessions. We have dates coming up this week before we get to Exotica. We then have events. We have so much cool shit happening. You do not want to miss it. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up for Patreon, new stuff. You don't want to miss out on that.
As always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.